Since nearly a quarter million people in the north towns were under a boil water advisory for several days last week due to a water main break, the Erie County Water Authorities responded to nearly a dozen other breaks across the area.
This is a public health issue, and I think people deserve answers.
Erie County Legislator Patrick Burke says he heard from a lot of constituents, not just about their taps running dry, but over the lengthy delay and confusion in issuing a boil water advisory.
For example, I had one woman who had a baby who, you know, because the advisory wasn't given to North Cheektowaga, gave her, you know, her baby a bottle, only to later find out that the advisory had changed, and she was naturally extremely upset.
State Assemblyman Sean Ryan points out that the Erie County Water Authority is a non-governmental agency free of oversight. But Ryan says the authority receives state infrastructure grants, and he wants to make sure taxpayer dollars are being spent wisely.
It really does raise some red flags that we had the big water main break, which prevented people from accessing the clean drinking water, and then just the most recent breaks.
Even though it's called the Erie County Water Authority, Burke points out it's not controlled by the county legislature. But he says a public hearing on the recent water outages is being planned for the first week of August. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.